This is Half and Half, written by Victorian Sextash, read by Mistborn Hero, a Star Trek fanfic rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship James T. Kirk, Bones McCoy, Spock, and is tagged for crack, fluff, magic, true love's kiss, polyamory. Bones acts grumpy, but secretly he is so happy. Summary: Jim is under a witch's curse. Can true love's kiss save him?
God damn it, Jim. You just had to go and piss off a witch and get yourself turned into a statue.
Bones groused at the stone figure before him.
And the worst part is, you can't even hear me yelling at you for it.
In his defense, Jim hadn't meant to piss off a witch. How was he to know that the garden he had accidentally fallen into was the hearth garden of a sorceress with a bad temper?
Dear me, oh my!
Squeaked Jarmela, the pink-haired delegate from the planet Gramdarossa that had been chosen to show them around. Gramdarossa seemed to work on fairy tale logic. Bones had been to a lot of ridiculous planets in his time aboard the Enterprise, but Gramdarossa was by far the worst offender.
Not to fret, Dr. McCoykins. I will look up the spell and we'll solve it in no time.
Bones shared a look with Spock, who, to the Vulcan's credit, seemed to hate this planet as much as he did. Jarmela clapped her hands, and a large bubblegum pink grimoire appeared in a cloud of glitter.
Now then, let's see. Stone, stone, stone. Aha! The surefire cure to this terrible jinx is the kiss of the truest love, methinks.
You thinks?
Bones repeated, incredulously.
Well, it rhymes, so it must be true,
Jarmela chirped. Bones sighed.
Welp, when needs must.
Kiss him, Spock.
Spock stepped forward and kissed Jim's stone lips chastely. Sure enough, the captain's skin faded from white stone to flesh.
At least everything above the navel. It only half worked,
Bones griped.
God damn it, the man's legs are still solid rock.
What happened?
And also, hi, and also, I didn't do anything, I swear,
Jim said defensively.
Captain, it would seem a witch has cast a spell on you, but our attempt to undo the curse's effects were hindered,
Spock stated. Jim looked down.
Holy mackerel, I can't feel my toes!
Jim, I'd kick you in the nards for getting yourself into this mess, but I'm pretty sure I'd only succeed in breaking my foot.
Bones growled. He rounded on the pink-haired lady.
I thought you said a kiss was a surefire cure.
It must be. After all, it
rhymes. Yeah, I heard. Well, explain then why it didn't work.
But it did, Spock piped up. The only problem was that my kiss was only half the solution.
Jess, why, your cappy doodle must have two true loves. Without both their kisses, he will remain half a man and half rocky wocky.
Well, hate to break to you cotton candy hair, but Jim's other true love is his ship, and the Enterprise doesn't have lips.
Doctor, your grasp of the obvious continues to astound me, said Spock, rolling his eyes.
What? You know something I don't?
Yes, but also something that anyone with functional senses could perceive.
What?
Leonard just kissed him already. Bones' eyes widened.
What the hell are you talking about?
It is quite clear to me that you and Jim have had romantic feelings for each other for quite a long time, but neither of you has ever acted on them on the belief that the other only considers the relationship fraternal. I assure you, Doctor, Jim does, in fact, share your feelings.
Bones blushed.
Oh, Bones, get over here already!
Jim yanked the doctor towards him and pulled him into a fervent kiss. Bones felt Jim's legs wrap around him, trying to pull him even closer, and blushed even more. Jim broke the kiss with a wet smack, positively beaming.
Now, that was a long time coming.
So's this.
Bones smacked him upside the head, but not too hard.
Quit getting yourself into trouble.
Aw, Bonesy, you do care, Jim gushed, craning upward for another kiss. But Bones playfully pushed him away. He gave Spock a skeptical look.
And you're actually okay with this?
On the contrary, I've desired this for quite some time myself.
Then he stepped forward and planted a kiss on Bones.
Would everyone stop kissing me?
Bones grouched, flushing a bright red.
You really want us to stop?
Jim said with a knowing smile. Bones crossed his arms, scowling. Then he murmured out a teeny tiny no.
That's what I thought,
Jim said gleefully as he and Spock crowded in to cover Bones in kisses. Jarmela giggled.
The power of true love's kiss strikes again.
The end. This has been recorded for ITPE 2022 as a treat for IFE 70.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed.